Hi, this is Gary Washburn, pastor of Grace Tabernacle. Thank you for tuning to our podcast today. Our hope is that this message inspires you and builds your faith. For more information about Grace Tabernacle and our ministries, please go to gracetab.org and like us on Facebook. Now, may the message feed your soul.
I want to ask you a serious question, and I want you to think before you speak. And try not to give traditional answers that you just know that's what it is. And I want to hear a few of you. The question is, what is the greatest challenge to your spiritual life? What is the greatest challenge to your spiritual life? You can put that on the screen for everybody too, that question. What is the greatest challenge to your spiritual life? You got something? Just raise your hand. I want to come to you. Okay, Sheila.
Me.
You?
Me.
That's a good answer. Okay, there's others. I'm Gary.
Hey, Roger.
Hey, Roger. What's the greatest challenge to your spiritual life?
I think that in our midst, it's spiritual warfare, and I think the deception coming into the church and the division that's
in the world
to take place. Mm-hmm. Well, in the church.
Yeah.
I'm seeing it happen among Christians, our brothers and sisters, and the confusion that's happening.
Okay. Thanks, Roger. Awesome. Somebody else. And why do you guys have to sit all the way over there for me to come all the way? I'm coming. All right. Hi.
For me, it's getting up early at 5 or 5:30 to meet with the Lord. Just that time where I sit at his feet and I listen for his voice. It's not my prayer time. It's not my reading of the word time. It's just my time with him to listen to his voice.
Amen. I'm glad to hear that. That's awesome. Hi, Joey.
This question actually coincides with a daily prayer of mine. Mm-hmm. Because of all the interruptions that come at us all day long, we're being bombarded, that I pray for him, his face to be in my spiritual eye, in my mind's eye, every moment of the day. So before I say something, I think something, or do something, I'm looking at him first, and then acting on that.
Awesome. Very good. Hey, John.
Hey.
What's your greatest spiritual challenge?
Discovering my purpose. Stepping into it and walking in it every day.
Okay, awesome. Anybody else?
For me, it's just giving up control.
That's a biggie, isn't it? I'm still trying to learn that too.
Mm-hmm. In fact, I have to come in here to remember that I got to give it up.
Amen, brother. Yes.
Staying out of my head.
Staying out of your head.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay. These are all great answers. I appreciate the insight. Wow. One last chance, anybody? And I was just back there.
I think my biggest problem is just distractions when I try to set time aside. Just I have learned now to turn off the phone and get in the room and close the door. Because other than that, if the phone ring, I answer and I say, I'll get back to praying. But then it leads to something else and something else. So I think it's the distraction that keep you off the path that you need to be on.
Okay.
For me, it is.
Okay. Well, these are great, honest answers. Yes.
I didn't know if I should say this, but it's an unsaved husband.
Okay. Okay. Well, if that is, that is. It is what it is for you. Okay. Interesting. I want to share something with you that nobody answered this question the way I heard it answered some years ago. A pastor was asking a very respected Bible theologian and speaker, what is your advice, he said, for me to be able to live and have a successful Christian life and a successful ministry? And his answer was surprising. I've never forgotten it. I read it. And I've thought about it a lot, and there is a lot of deep meaning here to this. And his